This is Neckoff Radio. Here are today's top stories. King Charles and Queen Camilla have arrived in the United States, marking the beginning of a four-day state visit, the first since Queen Elizabeth II's visit in 2007. The royal couple landed at Andrews Air Force Base in Maryland before being formally welcomed at the White House by President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania Trump. Security has been significantly reinforced following a recent shooting incident in Washington, D.C., at an event attended by the president. King Charles is expected to address the United States Congress on Tuesday, where he will likely express sympathy and solidarity following the attack. A man from California has been charged with attempting to assassinate President Donald Trump in a case that has triggered a major security review at the White House. Cole Thomas Allen, aged 31, appeared in court in Washington, D.C. on Monday. He faces charges including attempted assassination and firearms offenses, but did not enter a plea. Prosecutors say he was carrying a semi-automatic handgun, a pump-action shotgun, and three knives after forcing his way past a security checkpoint during the White House Correspondents Association dinner on Saturday. The new musical film about Michael Jackson has taken the global box office by storm, setting a new record for a biopic opening weekend. The film, titled Michael, stars Jafar Jackson, the singer's nephew, and has already generated $217 million worldwide since its release. This surpasses previous records held by Bohemian Rhapsody and even outperforms major releases like Oppenheimer. The King of Pop once again proves his global influence, even years after his passing. In football, Manchester United secured a 2-1 victory over Brentford, with veteran midfielder Casemiro once again at the heart of the action. The Brazilian completed the full 90 minutes, scoring in his third consecutive home game. As he left the pitch, the Stretford end erupted in chants of "One more year," a clear message from fans eager to see him extend his stay at the club. Casemiro responded by pointing to the badge and kissing it, a moment that perfectly captured his connection with the supporters. And now, the weather in Manchester. A mix of cloud and sunshine through the day, with occasional light showers possible later on. Temperatures reaching around 13 degrees Celsius, with moderate winds. That's the latest from Neckoff Radio. More updates at the top of the hour. Stay with Neckoff Radio.